I am Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, this marvelous epistle to the Ephesians, we've spent some time in it, just walking through it. Now we're in our second week. We're all the way down to chapter 3. Let me try to give you a little bit of an overview of Ephesians that I think is important as we move into chapter 3. Ephesians is in two sections. Ephesians 1 through 3 declares the preeminence of Christ and the prominence of the church. But it does so by declaring the glorious blessings to the elect in Christ. In other words, it declares who you are in Christ because of Christ. The preeminence of Christ and the prominence of His church. 28 times in the first three chapters, it speaks of God's blessing to you in Christ. In some form or fashion, God's blessing to you in Christ. So what I want you to do now is to just stop and think about how magnificent this message is for us. And he now adds some more glorious blessings. Now, by the way, where are we headed? In the first three chapters, we learn of the blessings of the elect in Christ, the preeminent Christ, and the prominence of Christ in His church. But we then move to the responsibilities of the elect for Christ in chapters 4 through 6. But the first section is brought to a conclusion, and we're just going to start looking at it by taking a look at Ephesians 3, verse 1. Just listen to this. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has been now revealed to us by His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit of God. This mystery is great, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. So the Apostle Paul says this to them. He says, you know, now that I've spoken of these glorious strokes of God's grace and the preeminence of Christ and the prominence of Christ in His church, and how in His church there is neither Jew nor Gentile, for Christ Himself by the Spirit of God has brought you to Himself and redeemed you all in Christ. But then he says, now you need to know that I have a special ministry to the Gentiles. And he says, my guess is you've heard about this. But if you haven't, let me tell you, my stewardship is that God has given me the task to take the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. But my focus is upon the Gentile. As I've come to you now, I have come to bring this glorious message that the mystery of Christ is revealed. Now, whenever the Bible speaks of the word mystery, and when Paul uses the word mystery in particular, he's not talking about Agatha Christie that is a riddle or a problem to solve. Mystery in the Bible means something that you would not know if God did not reveal it to you. And so here's what he's saying. Up until now, you would not have known clearly that God had set aside Israel to bring a Messiah, not just to save the people of Israel, but as He said to Abraham, that all the nations would be blessed. And that now it has become manifested that the gospel was brought through Israel to go to all the nations. In other words, the church is not a parenthesis. The church is not plan B. The church is the fulfillment of God's purposes in Jesus Christ. And now you see it clearer in this generation than they did in generations before. In other words, no matter whether you were circumcised or uncircumcised, Jew or Gentile, no matter where you're coming from, we now understand all who are saved by Christ are in Christ, and Christ is in you. That's the hope of glory, and we are one in Christ. Up until now, that wasn't as clear. Now it's clear. The mystery has been revealed by God Himself in His Word and by His Spirit, and you are benefactors of it. May God be praised. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.